天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友你好，欢迎收听天路导向，我是舒雅。不知道大家有没有这样的经验，上课当老师问我们问题，让我们举手表决的时候，我们通常都会看看旁边，如果举手的人多的话，就说明那个答案应该是正确的。但是真理却不是这样的。耶稣告诉我们，进天国的路是窄的，找着的人少，进地狱的路是宽的，进去的人也多。所以其实我们基督徒好像逆流而上的鱼儿一样，需要认清方向，努力地向世界潮流的反方向走。那现在呢，我也就不多说了，让我们一起来听麦克牧师带给我们的信息吧。
Welcome once again to this broadcast of Leading the Way.
亲爱的朋友，再次欢迎你收听天路导向。
We are delighted that you have chosen to tune in tonight.
我们很高兴你愿意收听这个节目。
I want to begin this evening by asking you a question.
首先，我要问你一个问题。
Maybe a question that you have never been asked before.
可能从来没有人这样问过你。
Do you know what brainwashing is?
你知道什么是洗脑吗？
Do you think you are being brainwashed?
你有没有被人洗过脑呢？
Brainwashing is when you hear something over and over and over again.
洗脑就是不断的重复的听同一件事。
Usually is a very negative thing.
通常是很负面的东西。
And you'll hear it often enough until you are able to repeat it instantly.
你听多了，随时都可以复述出来。
It's like singing a song.
就好像唱歌一样。
You found yourself humming the tune without even knowing the words.
就算你不知道歌词，也会不知不觉地哼起调子来。
Because you heard it over and over and over again.
因为你听了又听。
But that also works in other things.
在其他的事上也是这样。
It's like conforming to other people's opinions.
就好像被人牵着鼻子走似的。
I'm sure some of you are saying, "Oh no, not me."
我想你一定会说，哦，我可没有啊。
You don't understand.
你不了解。
I am a very strong person.
我是个意志坚定的人。
I couldn't be brainwashed.
我绝不会被人洗脑的。
Well, let's just go on a little further.
好，让我们再谈下去。
In the Bible,
在圣经里
the Apostle Paul warns us again and again.
使徒保罗一次又一次地警告我们
Not to conform to the standards of this world.
不要效法这个世界。
I wonder how many of you are constantly want to conform to the world.
到底有多少人不断地想要效法这个世界呢？
Paul warns us not to be brainwashed into conformity by the unbelieving world around us.
保罗警告我们不要被人洗脑而随从周围这个不信真神的世界。
Do you know that conformity is a major reason for suicide?
你知道跟风是自杀的一个主要原因吗？
Do you know that it is the main reason for all the drug addiction and alcoholism?
你知道那也是所有吸毒和酗酒的主要原因吗？
Especially among young people.
尤其是青年人。
These young people want to do whatever everybody else is doing.
通常大众怎么做，青年人就跟着怎么做。
They feel instinctively that if most people are doing it,
他们直觉地以为只要是多数人做的事，
whatever that it is, whatever they're doing, it must be okay.
无论是做什么，他们所做的就没错。
Because they want to keep up with their neighbors.
因为他们想跟上周围的人，不想落伍。
They want to have what other people have.
他们想拥有别人所拥有的东西。
They want to be where other people are.
他们想到别人所到之处。
The merchants have understood this concept very well.
商人就很明白这种心态。
And I heard, in fact, a story about a businessman.
实际上，我曾听过一个商人的故事。
He was a shop owner.
他是个店主。
And his business was not doing very well.
他的生意不大好。
So he went out and bought several old used cars.
于是他去买了几部旧车。
And he parked them right in front of his shop.
然后把车停在自己的店门口。
His business began to flourish.
不久他的生意就逐渐兴隆起来。
Why?
为什么呢?
People saw cars parked up in the front of the shop.
人们见到商店门口停满了车辆。
And they thought, oh, they must be selling something good.
他们想里面一定有好东西。
So they went in and became customers.
于是他们进去成为顾客。
His business succeeded because of the condition to conform.
这人生意成功就是因为人们喜欢跟风。
In fact, I heard this story about a country in the Middle East.
实际上我听过一个故事是发生在中东的一个国家。
In that particular country, they have a shortage of soap.
在这个国家里人民缺少肥皂。
And a man was walking by in the street.
有一个人在街上走路。
And he found a long line of people.
他见到人们大排长龙。
In his mind,
他想,
every time he saw a long line, he thinks they're selling soap.
每次只要见到有人排起长龙,一定是排队买肥皂。
So he stood there at the end of the line.
于是他跟着排在最后。
And he waited a long time.
他等了很久。
Kept going and forward, kept going forward.
不断地向前移动。
Until he came to the end of the line.
终于排到最前面了。
And he discovered it was a funeral.
他才发现那是一个丧礼。
People were paying condolences.
人们正在哀悼死者。
That is the conformity that I'm talking about.
这就是我所讲的跟风。
In fact, this is what Paul tells us in chapter 3 of 2 Timothy.
实际上这正是保罗在提摩太后书第三章所说的。
Beginning at verse 10.
第十节开始。
I want to read those verses to you.
让我读这段经文给你听。
But you followed my teaching, my conduct and purpose and faith and patience and love and perseverance.
但你已经服从了我的教训、品行、志向、信心、宽容、爱心、忍耐。
Persecutions and sufferings, such as happened to me in Antioch. At Iconium and in Lystra,
以及我在安提阿、以哥念、路斯德所遭遇的逼迫苦难。
What persecutions have I endured?
我所忍受的是何等的逼迫。
And out of them all, the Lord delivered me.
但从这一切苦难中，主都把我救出来了。
And indeed, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。
But evil men and imposters will proceed from bad to worse.
只是作恶的和迷惑人的，必越久越恶。
Deceiving and being deceived.
他欺哄人，也被人欺哄。
You, however, continue in the things you have learned.
但你所学习的。
And become convinced of knowing from whom you have learnt them.
所确信的要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的。
And that from childhood you have known the sacred writings.
并且知道你是从小明白圣经。
Which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training, and for righteousness.
圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
That the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work.
叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
In the first part of chapter 3, Paul lists the characteristics of some religious people in the last days.
保罗在第三章前一部分列出末世的日子里那些宗教人士的特性。
He said that they are immoral people.
他说他们是不道德的人。
You remember from last week, he told us that they have an empty show of religion.
你还记得上次节目讲过，保罗说那些人只有虚浮的宗教外貌。
And that they spread false teaching.
所传的却是错谬的假道。
Here in chapter 3, verses 10 to 15,
第三章十到十五节这里，
the apostle Paul contrasts them with Timothy.
使徒保罗给提摩太一个对照。
And this is how he contrasts them.
他是这样做出对比的。
Three words.
三个字。
As for you.
至于你。
In other words, don't let them squeeze you into their mold.
换句话说，不要和他们同流合污。
Allow yourself to be different.
要与他们有所区别。
Be proud of the fact that you are different.
并以自己与他们不同为荣。
And this is the consistent message of the Apostle Paul.
这就是使徒保罗一贯的信息。
He tells us in Romans 12:2.
他在罗马书十二章第二节说，
Don't let the world squeeze you into its mold.
不要效法这个世界。
The pressures upon all of us to conform to the world are colossal.
叫我们屈从于世俗的压力是巨大的。
These pressures are a challenge to our beliefs and our morals.
这些压力对我们的信仰和道德都是很大的挑战。
The challenges are pervasive and insidious and create an atmosphere of paganism.
这挑战阴险狡诈，不断渗透，形成一股异教的气氛。
So many Christians have given in to this kind of pressure.
许多基督徒在这种压力下屈服。
Most of them do not know what they're doing.
多数人都对自己所做的不自觉。
Many have convinced themselves
许多人一厢情愿地认为
that God and the church must make us feel good.
神和教会应该让我们感到快活自在。
And the moment we have one problem, we blame God and blame Christians.
一旦有问题发生，立刻就埋怨神，埋怨其他基督徒。
So we go about doing everything that makes us feel good.
于是我们去做那些令自己感到舒服的事。
We go about on the mistaken notion that God and other Christians should solve all of our problems.
我们误以为神和其他基督徒应该为我们解决一切问题。
And what we most often do is leave out the only one who can truly make us fulfilled.
而往往没有寻求那一位能够真正满足我们的。
And being obedient to the will of God in our life.
并顺服神在我们身上的旨意。
That is why Paul tells Timothy to stand firm.
因此保罗叫提摩太要站立得稳。
He said, stand firm in what you have learned from me.
他说，你要坚守从我所学的真道。
Stand firm for doctrinal purity.
你要坚守纯正的教义。
Stand firm in finding and obeying God's purpose in your life.
你要坚定地寻求并服从神在你身上的计划。
Stand firm like me, Paul.
就像我保罗一样站稳了。
In patience.
以忍耐。
In love.
爱心。
In endurance.
宽容。
Stand firm.
要站立得稳。
In the face of pressure and persecution.
在面对压力和逼迫时。
Stand firm.
要站立得稳。
In the face of pressure and conformity.
面对压力和跟风。
Stand firm.
要站立得稳。
And refuse to be squeezed into the secular world's mold.
拒绝随从世俗的模式。
He is saying, as for you, Timothy, know this.
保罗对提摩太说，至于你，提摩太，要知道。
What is this?
要知道什么呢？
The godly persons will always arouse the antagonism of the world.
世俗的人往往和近前的人产生对立。
Whether that worldly is in your home,
无论那世俗的人是在你家中
，or that worldly is at your work,
或在你工作的场所
，it has always been so and will always be so.
过去是如此，今后也不断如此。
It was so for Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督遭遇过。
And that is why he said that it would be so for us.
所以他说，我们也会遭遇同样的事。
Listen to what he said in John 15.
请听约翰福音十五章怎么说。
If the world hate you,
世人若恨你们
know that it hated me before it hated you.
你们知道恨你们以先，已经恨我了。
If you are of the world,
你们若属世界。
The world will love its own.
世界必爱属自己的。
But because you are not of the world,
只因你们不属世界。
But because I have chosen you out of the world,
乃是我从世界中拣选了你们。
Therefore the world hates you.
所以世界就恨你们。
You know, I want you to listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
请留心听我说。
There are basically two types of people who never get persecuted in this life.
基本上有两种人一生中从没有遭受逼迫的。
Only two.
只有两种。
The first group.
第一种人。
Are those who are in Christ.
是那些在基督里。
But do not live in the world.
但却不住在世人当中。
They go out into the monasteries.
他们住在修道院里。
Or they sit out their lives in beautiful oases.
或是住在美丽的世外桃源。
Because they do not come in contact with the real world.
因为他们不接触真实的世界。
They do not come into collision with their potential persecutors.
他们和可能逼迫他们的人就没有直接的冲突。
The second group.
第二种人。
Are those who are in the world but not in Christ.
是那些活在世界里而不是在基督里的人。
They will not be hated.
他们不会被人憎恨。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because the world sees nothing in them to persecute.
因为他们身上没有让世界逼迫的原因。
The first group escapes the pressure to conformity.
第一种人逃避随从世俗的压力。
By withdrawing from the real world.
他们从真实世界中抽身出来。
The second group.
第二种人。
Escapes the pressure to conform,
逃避压力而随从世界
by giving in and conforming to the world's standards.
他们屈服于世界的标准之下
To those who live in the real world,
至于那些活在真实世界里的
and who are godly in Christ Jesus,
并在基督耶稣里敬虔生活的人
To them, persecution is inevitable.
他们遭受逼迫是无可避免的。
If you say no to a business transaction,
假使你拒绝一笔生意交易,
you are going to be hated.
你会被人憎恨。
If you say no to your boss,
如果你拒绝听从老板,
when he asks you to do something dishonest,
当他叫你做不诚实的事,
you will be hated.
你就会被人憎恨。
If you say no even to a family member,
甚至如果你对家里的亲人说不
Who is leading you to sin?
因为他让你犯罪
You will be hated.
你会被憎恨。
Young women, especially, can listen carefully to this.
尤其是年轻的女子请你特别留心听着。
When you say no to someone who's trying to seduce you, you will be hated.
假使有人想勾引你而你拒绝了你就会被人憎恨。
But that's all right.
但是不用担心。
That is perfectly all right.
应该是这么样的。
You are in a good company.
你并不孤单，许多人和你同样的处境。
They hated Jesus for his righteousness.
人们憎恨耶稣完全的公义。
They hated Paul for speaking the truth.
人们憎恨保罗说出真理。
They hated Timothy for his purity.
人们憎恨提摩太持守纯正。
Therefore you stand firm.
所以你要站立得稳。
Because God loves you.
因为神爱你。
And that's all that matters.
那才是最重要的。
A great man of God by the name of John Calvin once said,
有一位属灵的伟人名叫约翰·加尔文曾经说过，
It is in vain to try to detach Christ from his cross.
要将基督从十字架分割出来是枉然的。
And it is only natural that the world should hate Christ.
世人自然会憎恨基督。
Even in his followers.
甚至在跟随主的人中也是如此。
But even in the midst of persecution,
但当逼迫来临时,
the godly will go forward.
进前的人会勇往直前。
The godly will grow upward.
进前的人会向上成长。
The godly will receive victory.
进前的人会得到胜利。
The godly will constantly be advancing.
进前的人会不断前进。
Because the godly is eternally invincible.
因为进前的人是永远不败的。
Always upward, always outward.
永远向上，不断扩展。
Can this be said of you?
你是否就是这样的？
Can you testify to this principle here?
你能否证实这原则呢？
The Apostle Paul goes on to contrast the godly with the ungodly.
使徒保罗继续将进前的人和不进前的人做出对比。
But I want to talk about this contrast next week.
我会在下次节目里再讲下去。
I hope that you'll be able to join us.
希望你能够继续收听。
It is very important that you'll understand how Paul described the godless.
你将会明白保罗如何描述那些不敬虔的人，这是很重要的。
Until next week, we wish you God's richest blessings.
愿神大大的赐福给你。
I want to invite you now to join with me in prayer.
现在我想邀请你和我一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天上的父亲，
We know that the world is working so hard.
我们知道这个世界正在尽量的
in conspiracy with the devil,
配合魔鬼的阴谋
to remove us away from godliness and righteousness,
又使我们成为不敬虔不公义的人
they both together with the flesh, they want to create problems for us,
他们和属肉体的一起要给我们制造麻烦
but Heavenly Father, we know that we are not alone,
但是天父，我们知道我们并不是孤单的。
We know that our godly living is your will in our lives.
我们知道过敬虔生活是你对我们的旨意。
Therefore, we call upon your power.
所以我们求你赐下能力。
Help us to live a godly life.
帮助我们过敬虔的生活。
Empower us to persevere in the midst of difficult times.
使我们能够在困难中坚忍下去。
And remind us that Jesus is around the corner.
求你提醒我们，主耶稣时刻在我们左右。
And that he's coming back soon.
并且他即将再来。
And that we're going to be with him in heaven.
我们就会永远与主同在天堂。
It is in his name that I pray.
奉主名祷告。
Amen.
阿们。
非常感谢您的收听，在这个世界上，我们越是按照圣经上所说的去做，追求圣洁，越是会被世界排挤。很多人会嘲笑、讽刺基督徒，因为他们不理解，住在我们里面的不再是我们的老我，而是耶稣基督，是要开始预备往天堂去的天路客。我们和世界上的人的道路不一样。方向不一样，我们一定会被他们所厌恶。光照进黑暗，但是黑暗却不接受光。我们知道，我们的神是唯一的，他是唯一的道路、 真理和生命。我们是一群走出黑暗、走在光中的孩子，所以我们就不应该去回头留恋那黑暗，而是要和耶稣一同在光明中行。那我们的节目到这里就结束了，再次感谢您的收听，愿神祝福你们，我们下期再见。
跟随主，一直到天。